Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Scott Allen's here, too, because he and David Teaton have written a book, which I think you're going to like a lot and will help you quite a bit. It's called The Virtual Handshake, Opening Doors and Closing Deals Online. And Scott's a 20-year veteran of the marketplace as an entrepreneur, also as an IT executive. And he's worked with a number of the top companies in the country. And he's here to talk to us about this today. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning to you.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you. It's been 2.5 years in the making, and actually a whole lot of years before that in building up to it. But as I was saying, it's probably as close as I'll personally ever come to having a baby. It's been quite an experience.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, especially for guys. Scott, in the 20th century, I started identifying what I said were the three keys to success for small business in the future, and one of them was networking, and one of them is building strategic alliances, and the third one was leveraging technology, and that was probably about 7 years ago that I started talking about that, and I've learned an awful lot since then, but I haven't changed my mind about those three things. What do you think?
I think those are absolutely all key, and I think the fascinating thing about online networking is that it really combines all three of those.
Well, see, in those days, even though I didn't rule out online networking, I wasn't necessarily thinking of online networking, because way back in those days, of course, we had the internet and email was out there, but we were networking virtually. We were networking online, but we hadn't really given it that kind of a presence in our lives. It wasn't a defined part yet. It hadn't really evolved to the point where we could say, you know what, this is a discipline all by itself.
That's exactly right. And you know, right now we're at that point where it has sort of become a discipline as and of itself. And I think one of the things I think it's really important to get across to sort of frame our whole discussion is that in our book, and when we talk about online networking, we're not just talking about the new generation of social networking or business networking sites. We're talking about how people build relationships using email and
build community,
Yahoo groups and online discussion forums and all of these other tools. So, when we first started using these tools, it was just another communication tool like the telephone. But what we've learned is that the ways that we can communicate online, there are some limitations, of course, because you don't have the eye contact and the facial gestures and so on and so forth. But there are also some advantages to it. There's actually some things that you can communicate more effectively in writing and electronically than you can face to face. So we're at that point right now where it's sort of an emerging practice where people are starting to realize, hey, this isn't a skill set that comes naturally to me. It is something I need to take and I need to learn. It's not intuitive. We weren't born with a computer keyboard in our hand. Okay?
You know, when a couple of things happened several years ago in the last century that opened my eyes to the opportunity to work and to associate virtually was when I interviewed a guy on my show probably way back in 98, maybe even 97. I don't remember. And for some reason, I wound up getting his assistant on the show at the same time. I've forgotten exactly what the angle was, but what I found out was he and this assistant, they lived in separate cities. They lived in different states. He and this assistant had never heard each other's voice until they heard it on my show. They had been working together for 3 years, and they had been doing it 100% by email, and they had never heard each other's voice until my show. And I thought, I thought that was pretty remarkable. I didn't know anybody at that point, all those years ago. I didn't know anybody who had done anything like that, and yet they were successful by working. You know, they had never even made a phone call to each other.
Right. You know, it's interesting. Those of us who have gotten very accustomed to this medium, that's just second nature to some of us. My co-author and I did not meet face-to-face until after we had actually submitted our manuscript to our publisher. We worked for a year and a half together entirely by email and telephone, and I think we tallied up that at that point we had sent and received over 8,000 emails to each other in
right.
a year and a half.
Right.
And that was, you know, that was just how we worked, because for the kind of collaborative work that we were doing, and given that he was in New York and I was in Houston and neither one of us was planning on moving, that was the way to do it. And there wasn't really anything to be accomplished by meeting face-to-face other than just we felt like kind of we ought to at some point.
You know,
I even had one consulting deal. I had one consulting deal that was about a $5,000 consulting contract that I closed the deal entirely by email. I did not speak to them by phone
right.
until we were actually had signed the contract and were actually ready to kick off the project.
Right.
So one of the things that people have is they say, well, you can't really build trust without that face-to-face interaction. That's not true. That's a self-imposed limitation,
right.
not a limitation.
A lot of
people say itself.
A lot of people think that online relationships, online communities, don't have the same level of warmth and sincerity. And folks, there's nothing can replace, you know, a handshake and a hug and a face-to-face meeting. But I will tell you, it's the sincerity and the level of success in these online relationships is real, and it does work. You know, one thing, Scott, that I think is that the truth is there's nothing really new about networking under the sun except the tools that we use. What do you think?
I think that the fundamentals of building relationships haven't changed in a long time. I still tell people that the absolute best book on networking out there is Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence
mm-hmm.
People. And,
right.
and it's
almost 100 years old.
Yeah, it's almost practically 100 years old, and it's still an absolute essential guide.
Scott, stand by. We'll take a quick break, folks. We got to do some networking with our customers and our sponsors and for a couple of minutes. When we come back, I want to talk to Scott about keys to powerful networking that are in his book, The Virtual Handshake. 20 after. Stay with us.
On the roof is peaceful as can be.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with the tires and drummers go crack.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our new friend Scott Allen, the co-author of The Virtual Handshake, Opening Doors and Closing Deals Online. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Scott Allen, do you guys have a website for your book?
We do. It's www.thevirtualhandshake.com, and on there we have a weblog that has tips about online networking. We have a free excerpt from the book. We have a resource guide to different social software, social networking sites, and social software companies, and an email newsletter for those who prefer that format to the blog. We just got a bunch of resources there for people.
All right. Here's a quote from your book that I like from Daniel Burnham. Business is a social enterprise with economic ends. I like the way he said that.
I do like the way he said that. It reminds us that business is collaborative, but it also reminds us that it is a business. And one of the things I think happens a lot of times in the networking arena is that, especially, there's some networking gurus out there, and certainly some sort of networking evangelists who get so caught up in the social aspect, they forget they're supposed to actually accomplish something with it.
Right.
One of the top networking gurus
in the country is Ivan Meisner. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and whenever he talks about his organization, the first thing he says is how many people they have, you know, who are networking through their organization. The second thing he says is how much business they created from that networking.
Right.
The dollar amounts.
And there is, of course, value to having the friendships and the relationships that result from the networking activity. But I think a lot of people, get into networking and they do it because they think it's what they're supposed to do, mm-hmm. and they keep doing it because everybody tells them it works and because it's fun, mm-hmm. and it's a lot more fun than dealing with the rejection of cold calls. You don't get rejected in networking unless you're totally socially inept.
Right.
You get acceptance there. And so I think a lot of people kind of stick with it for that reason, but they don't ever really think about how to align their networking and relationship building and maintenance activities with their business objectives.
Scott, you and David talk about what you call 7 keys to powerful networking in your book, and we don't have for the rest of this visit, we don't have enough time to cover all of them. Pick out the 1 or 2 most important ones, and let's talk about those today.
Okay.
Identify what the 7 are, folks. Your character, your competence, relevance of the people you know, information you have about your network, strengths of your relationships, number of people in your network, and diversity. Those are the 7. Which one would you like to talk about first?
Well, let's talk about a couple of them in pairs, because one of the things that I think that a lot of people don't think about when they're thinking about the relationships is that, you know, we have to make some trade-offs. Because there are only 24 hours in a day, and you can only spend so many of them maintaining your relationships. Now, if you are an executive recruiter, you're in the business of making relationships and brokering relationships.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a venture capitalist, you know, you don't spend a lot of time in doing what people traditionally think of as work. You spend most of your time looking for the right next deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's different situation. That's a very different situation from a consultant who's trying to get to, say, 80% billable time. He's trying to bill 32 hours a week. So, you know, the people who are trying to bill 32 hours a week, or the people who are the CEOs of a startup and don't have a lot of time on their hands, they have very, very limited time available. So one of the things that you've got to look at the trade-off between the strength of your relationships and the number of people in your network. Now, obviously, everybody has some strong relationships and everybody has some weak relationships, lighter relationships. But a lot of times we don't think about the fact that it takes time. You have to spend time with people to build and maintain a strong relationship.
Do you find that online networking is faster or slower than face-to-face networking in terms of building these relationships?
It's faster. And I'm going to say that with a little bit of qualification. If you have some sort of face-to-face interaction that gets very emotionally intense, like ropes courses or outward bound courses or these kinds of things are famous for that, then sometimes those kinds of things can really jumpstart a very strong relationship in a very short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, you are able to get so much more information, background information about the person. You're able to get to know them better more quickly online because mm-hmm. you can take in the information about them, their history, their background,
right.
their interests, their business.
Scott, I've got to stop you because we've got to wrap it up. Give us your website
sure.
one more time.
www.thevirtualhandshake.com.
And that's the name of the book, The Virtual Handshake. Scott Allen and David Teton are the authors. Scott, thank you for being here. Will you come back another day and we'll talk about this some more?
Sure, Jim. I'd be pleased to.
Scott Allen, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back with Rick Pinion. We're going to talk about financial planning with our employees. 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.